This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. President-elect Joe Biden plans to nominate Democratic Congresswoman Deb Haaland of New Mexico for Interior Secretary. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
It's a historic pick. Haaland would be the first Native American to serve as Interior Secretary. Democrat Joe Neguse, who sits with Haaland on the House Natural Resources Committee, praised the pick, saying she understands the importance of conserving public lands and that he looks forward to working with her to deliver priorities for the state, including his Colorado public lands bill, the CORE Act. Haaland could also have a big say on an issue that could impact the state, the Bureau of Land Management. She's been a vocal critic of the headquarters move to Grand Junction. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Outgoing Denver Public Schools Superintendent Susana Cordova says for schools to succeed, the city's education community has to move past labels. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Whether you support charter or neighborhood schools or think schools should be laser-focused on test scores over social and emotional development, Denver's education community is fractured. In the final press conference of her two-year tenure, Cordova urged people to find common ground.
As a parent of a recent DPS graduate, I think it is a fallacy and a false notion that people either care about test scores or they care about their kids' well-being.
Cordova's decision to take a job in Dallas caused a flurry of accusations that she was pushed out by the school board. Cordova does not blame the board. An interim superintendent takes over January 1st. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, Texas Republican Will Hurd talks about his decision to leave Congress and the future of his party. That's next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, state prisons have a serious staffing crisis due to COVID-19 outbreaks among correctional officers and inmates. What is the governor doing about it? CPR's criminal justice reporter Allison Sherry joins me with some answers in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. And at CPR.org, some good news. Colorado appears to have, so far, dodged a post-Thanksgiving coronavirus surge. The state's chief medical officer attributes the trend to the hard work of all Coloradans. There is more of health reporter John Daly's story at CPR.org. This is CPR News.